Hi, Padre Kate again from RAF Brize Norton as we reach day 5 of our Holy Week pilgrimage. Today is Maundy Thursday. I'll give you a quick summary of the reading, but for those of you who want to pick up the Bible and read it for yourself, you'll find it in John 13, verses 1 to 7, and then verses 31 through to 35. But let me give you a summary. The reading shows us Jesus fully aware of what's coming and acting out of love towards his disciples. So he kneels down and he washes each disciple's feet. Peter, he initially resists this, but then jumps straight in and he wants his head and his hands washed also. Jesus makes the comment that Peter doesn't need this, but that not all of them are clean. And perhaps at this point, he kneels and washes Judas's feet. That's my inference anyway. And when he's finished, he makes the point that he has set his people an example. They should wash one another's feet, and doing such acts of service brings blessing. Well, I want to focus in on Jesus' actions in this scene. Here we see the hallmarks of profoundly wise leadership. Foot washing is pretty alien in our society, but in the context of this story, it was common for a host to ensure that the guests' feet were washed when they arrived at the house. I imagine that most of the hosts, at least the more well-to-do, got a servant to do this on their behalf. But in this passage, Jesus himself kneels down and washes his disciples' feet. His actions are so powerful and such a telling mark of true leadership. Often these days, we see models of leadership based on grasping power and keeping hold of it, whatever the cost. But here we get a very different picture. Jesus serves his people and offers this as an example of how they should behave. I wonder what it means to inhabit this kind of servant leadership today. At heart, I think it's about empathizing with the needs of those you lead and meeting those needs practically. It calls for leadership that is willing to get involved with those who are led, not standing above and aside. There are no empty words here. Jesus enacts his care for all his people, even Judas. He opens a door for Judas, who could perhaps have seen his leader's humility and reappraised his plan. The tragedy is that Judas is too committed to his own path. And what we see in Jesus are the hallmarks of true leadership: empathy, humility, and insight. And it's worth remembering that there are all kinds of different forms of leadership today. There's the leadership we see in the workplace, the leadership in the chain of command within the military, the leadership that parents have to exercise over their children, which must be pretty testing when you're trying to educate them at home. There's all different sorts of leadership, the leadership of friendship, of the examples that we set for one another. And here we have Jesus, who shows that the hallmarks of true leadership are empathy, humility, insight, and the willingness to serve. So we turn to our pilgrimage prayer for today. Good Lord, teach us the wisdom of leading through service in all branches of society, in family life, in government, education, law and social care, in commerce and church, medicine and military. Teach me humility in my leadership and grant me empathy, humility and insight in my care of others. Amen.